Hello, welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. This week, we are presenting The Thanksgiving Pie-Off, an original story by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Lila, Simon, and Hamilton and their family, Nils and Elin and their family, Ian and his family, and Eli and Harper and their family. Thank you for helping to support our show, Harper, Eli, Ian, Elin, Nils, Hamilton, Simon, and Lila. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. You may have noticed that we've had more ads on the show lately, and we wanted to reassure you that this is just during the holiday season and not the new normal. We'll be donating the revenue from our holiday ads in the name of the podcast and our listeners to DonorsChoose.org, funding educational projects in public schools around the country. As always, if you head to patreon.com/stories and make a pledge, no matter how small, we provide you with ad-free downloads of all of our stories for you to keep.
Hey, grown-ups, do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode. The Thanksgiving Pie-Off. The car rolled down the highway, the radio happily playing Alice's Restaurant like it did every Thanksgiving day. In the front seat sat Mom and Dad, quietly talking about Grammy's funky leg. In the back seat, separated by foil-covered trays of food, sat Sophie and Dallas, arguing about their annual tradition, the Great Thanksgiving Pie-Off.
"I'm going to eat more slices of pie this year. I've been practicing," said Dallas, patting his stomach.
"Yeah, well, I'm bigger than you," said Sophie.
"Just 'cause you're older."
"Still bigger."
"Yeah, a bigger dork."
"Hey!
That's enough back there, you two. If I hear one more word from the back seat before we get to Grammy's, no one is getting pie this year. You understand?"
"Yes, Mom."
"Yes, Mom," they chorused.
They pulled up to Grammy's a few minutes later. She greeted them both with warm hugs and kisses, and then ushered them inside, where a heap of aunts and uncles and cousins waited. Grammy's house always smelled good, but on Thanksgiving, it smelled so good that you wanted to just eat up the air. There was the roasting turkey, buttery potatoes, simmering gravy, hot pecan rolls, and best of all, pies of all kinds. Fruit pies and cream pies, vegetable pies and sugar pies, pies with lattice tops, and pies with crumble tops, and pies with intricate fruit arrangement tops. It was all Sophie and Dallas could do not to throw themselves onto the pie table and make pie angels. They all sat for dinner. But before they ate, they each went around the table and said what they were thankful for. Mom was thankful for family, and Dad was thankful for the bounty on the table. Grammy was thankful for her grandkids, and Cousin Marge was thankful for her new motorcycle. Uncle Rick was thankful for the new president, and Uncle Tom was thankful Uncle Rick only got one vote. Aunt June was thankful when they stopped arguing. Then it was Sophie's turn.
"I'm thankful for pie."
"No," said Dallas. "I'm thankful for pie."
"Too late. I'm already thankful for it."
"Well, I'm double thankful."
It would have kept going, but Grammy assured them that they could both be thankful for pie, and Grammy's word was law, especially at the dinner table and especially at Thanksgiving. They started to eat. It was all excellent, but Dallas and Sophie ate just enough to not get in trouble. Truth is, they were saving all their room for their private tradition, the annual Thanksgiving pie-off. After the plates were cleared and football was on TV, Grammy put out coffee and dessert plates, and at last, it was time.
The Thanksgiving pie off is finally here. We'll eat till we're stuffed, till the pies disappear. Which one's your favorite? Hey, I love them all. If we can't walk home, we'll roll like a ball.
Apple and cherry with cream pie'll tie. I'm the Thanksgiving king, I'm gonna eat all the pie.
I think you mean queen, and I think you mean me. I just ate a banana and two blueberry.
Here goes a key lime with whipped cream on top. I'm gonna eat till I get round and pop.
When it comes to eating, you're just a bumpkin. Down goes another. This time, it's pumpkin.
The Thanksgiving pie off is finally here. We'll eat till we're stuffed, till the pies disappear. Which one's your favorite? Hey, I love them all. If we can't walk home, we'll roll like a ball.
Pecan in my belly and lemon meringue. It's time to admit it, that you just can't hang.
Catch me, match me, if you think you can. Or just eat my crumbs, they're berry and flan.
Strawberry rhubarbs and strawberry creams. You be the pie queen, maybe in your dreams.
Now a double choco peanut butter. You can't win now, I mean it, brother.
Ugh. The Thanksgiving pie off is finally here. We'll eat till we're stuffed, till the pies disappear. Which one's your favorite? Hey, I love them all. If we can't walk home, we'll roll like a ball.
I'll eat a slice now and pack one for the road. I'll come out on top, just call me Alan Mode.
Coconut cream with a chocolate crust. Forget my crumbs, you'll be eating my dust.
The Thanksgiving pie plates are finally cleared. We ate till we're stuffed, till the pies disappeared. If we have another, I think we might die. And just like last year, let's call it a tie.
Burp.
The end. Today's story, The Thanksgiving Pie-Off, was an original story written by Daniel Hines, performed by me, Amanda Weldon, with songs by us both. If you would like to support the show, please head to our iTunes page and leave us a review. If you would like to receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to amanda@storiespodcast.com and tell us who we should thank. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.